So it's Satchanama once again. We're in the men's lounge at Adishtana in the midst of the Preceptors College meeting. This morning I've got with me Parami, one of the most experienced members of the college, also Paramachitta, who's here for the first time, just recently become a public preceptor, and Karen Adavi from San Francisco. Parami's going to be asking them a few questions about their work.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Satchanama. So yeah, Parami here were my friends Paramachitta and Karen Adavi on the sofa. So, in a way, there's quite a lot that you two have in common, isn't there? And there's quite a bit of difference, I think, in terms of your work. But why don't we just start with telling me a little bit about the Pan-American Convention that's just happened in Mexico. So I know we had a lot of coverage on the Buddhist Center because Chandradas is so efficient at getting things up so quickly, which was fantastic. I was sorry not to be there, actually. Myself, but you know, just from the point of view of you being there, to both of you being there, and given that you're public preceptors, is there any other angle that you could maybe just give us a bit on what that convention was like? With your public preceptor hat, I know it's a rather new hat for you, Paramachitta. Yeah, first day out of your new hat.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was just a great opportunity to bring together. These two regions, the work they're doing in Mexico, the people involved in that work, and people involved with the U.S. and Canada. And we had met 3 years ago, so this was our second convention, and the theme was Kalyana Mitrata, which was just perfect, really. Mm. And it's been something that I've really been focused a lot about. In terms of unifying, the unity of the order. And I think we experienced that, I experienced that directly down there on the convention.
Great. I'll come back to that because it's an interesting theme, but maybe just Paramachitta, how was your experience?
No, I was thinking the same, that for me the key point was unifying, but also very especially thinking of the perspective of Mexico, which I know better. And often the experience in Mexico is being a very long way from everything, being a long way from where activities in the order and movement are really happening in great numbers. So there's often a sense of feeling a little bit sort of separated. So I think in terms of the order, there was definitely the very strong feeling from the Mexican order members of feeling part of something that was truly worldwide.
Something bigger.
Much bigger than Mexico City. So I think from that point of view, it was a great success. It was very, very enjoyable.
So interesting theme, Kalyana Mitrata. I mean, it's always interesting, but I guess as public preceptors and very long experienced order members that both of you are, you have seen situations where Kalyana Mitrata really functions well in situations where maybe it could go deeper, could be better. Any, thoughts on that?
I think, again, one of the difficulties to be overcome in Mexico with both distance and language is that sense of, strong friendships being able to be forged and formed. And I think that's the next big area in Mexico where really friendships among order members is the sort of the example that we're setting for people coming along to the movement. I think it's where the work lies. Mm. So in a sense, it was a perfect theme, very timely, I think, because I think more and more there is that awareness that, they've been around together for a long time, but actually what is bringing them together, what is really the lifeblood of the order and its work there is Kalyana Mitrata. And so, I think that just brought it very much more to the fore at the right time.
So it's interesting, this idea of a Pan-American convention. As you say, Karen Adavi, it's the second time that we've done that. And yet, in terms of the International Council, North America and Latin America are two separate areas. I I mean, do you think there's more could be done in terms of bringing those two areas together?
I think that the convention's a good start with that, and we plan to do it again in 3 years. Mm. I think with this time, I went to Cuernavaca and visited the new Cuernavaca Center there. Mm. So it gave me a little bit broader look at that area of Mexico City and Cuernavaca, and it's just so inspiring and amazing, the numbers of people that they get coming through, especially in Mexico City, much larger numbers than we have in the States in our centers. And San Francisco's not that far away from Mexico City. Mm-hmm. And that was also brought to my attention that we could forge greater friendships and communication, and you know, on the, like, for instance, with the ordination process, where we've talked more and more about how we could work together more. We did do one joint women's GFR retreat 3 years ago, and so we're looking at trying to do that again, and we would love to have Mexican Mistress come up for our retreat, so it's easier for us to go down there.
Yeah, it's harder for Mexicans to travel over the border north than it is for people from the States to come south. So you mentioned Cuernavaca. I don't know if you know, but you're sitting in the sofa alongside the president.
Yes.
La Presidenta.
I saw the video.
Of Cuernavaca. So tell us a bit about that, Parmitia.
Well, it's very exciting. It is. Cuernavaca is a big city. A satellite, I suppose, a satellite city of Mexico City, but in itself it's huge. So there
the
is
city
a,
of eternal spring.
That's what they say. Yeah. So it is. It's quite attractive, and and certainly, the news, the latest news, is that they have just signed the contract on a new premises. So that during this month they'll be moving into larger premises already, which after 2.5 years is excellent to be feeling that you're growing. And. And there is, you know, there are people, there's a Mitra's study group, there's someone who's a couple of people who've asked for ordination. And there is really a vibrant sense of a Sangha there, which is lovely.
And you've managed to become president of one of our few urban centres with a swimming pool. Well done.
Yes.
I've seen some photographs on Facebook. It does look fantastic.
It is lovely. Yeah. It is for a city centre. It's it's almost a retreat centre
well,
in the
looks
city.
Like it.
It's it is beautiful, and in you know, I think in a good part of town where I think you know this the current Sangha is definitely supporting the whole move. So I don't think they're going to lose people at all. So I can only see that growing and developing. So I'm very pleased to be part of it. Obviously.
And you had an inauguration ceremony as president?
I did, yes, which again was very nice, especially to see the presence from order members and Sangha from the other centres in Mexico. So there was a sense of a joint, you know, very much a united sort of sense of growth, which is a good thing in Mexico. And so... Yes, I feel it's on a good footing, and my, you know, I feel my role is very much to help that, you know, really bring in the principles and the values of Tree Ratna and make sure they're there from the very outset. And they want that. So so it's a good working relationship we've got already.
Great.
I just wanted to mention just one other thing about the Pan American idea, and that is I did hear, although there is a language connection. With Spain, obviously, and with material and teaching, that's going to be vital. But a lot of people, I heard a lot of comments saying that there is a particular sense of the Americas, and there's a fellow feeling between, you know, Mexicans and North Americans, well, being North America as well. There is something different about the Americas to Europe, and that could be developed more.
Well, Mexico has such a strong influence from the USA, doesn't it? It's got more of an American influence than a European influence.
Yes, and you know, working as I do quite a lot in translation, it's almost two different languages actually. Mexican, Spanish, and Spanish is, there are some important differences, but culturally also, from an experience, there is a very strong link, I think, to be developed.
Well, we've got a situation now where one of the Mexican women mitras has asked Viveka to be her private preceptor, so that's quite an interesting situation where you've got somebody from Mexico who speaks perfect English, you know, feeling that her sense of relationship with Viveka can go deep enough to move into that kind of preceptorial relationship. So that opens out things a bit for us as well, doesn't it, in terms of, because at the moment there aren't very many preceptors in the Spanish speaking, women preceptors, there's only, well, currently Paramita tonight, and hopefully soon Sadhakara. So that's quite important to kind of open that out a bit as well, I think. And I've been public preceptor to some women in North America. So there are those links to some extent there already. So, I mean, do you two feel you could work well together?
I think so.
Oh, I do, definitely.
Yeah. I'm just so very happy that Paramita is on the college and that we will have that context in which to get to know each other better. But yes, I think we could work very well together.
Yeah.
I think we do have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Well, what have you got in common?
Well, Valencia is thought of as the San Francisco of the Mediterranean.
That's true. That's true.
Thinks of itself as, I don't know if anybody else thinks it.
And I think the Buddhist pioneers, pioneer spirit that we both have had, or we've had to have, in order to do the work we've done.
Setting up a new centre.
Got a little bit of a similar political background.
Yes, it sounds like it, yes. Having just heard Paramita's life story the other night.
A couple of old lefties.
No, I would very much like to. I've said we've talked about this, and we just have to see when we can do it. When I can come to a GFR retreat at some point.
And Karen Devi, you've got old friends, haven't you, in Cuernavaca?
I do have an old childhood friend and his partner who live there.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah,
Because you've been to visit them when we've been in Mexico together before. There you go, that's promising, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's, since we're just on that ordination type strand, I mean, there's quite a lot of women in Mexico who have asked for ordination, aren't there?
Yes, there's, I think there are more than 30 women actively in the process. Yeah, and a handful more that have just asked very recently.
There's not so many Dharmacharinis, so I just had an email from somebody this morning and she's talking about how helpful Vimala Sara had been in a conversation they'd had. So I thought, there's definitely links right all the way up to Canada, right up through the Americas. How many women are there in North America who've asked for ordination?
Who've asked for ordination.
Roughly.
There's 50-some. Yeah.
Gosh, so 80 if you had some sense of bringing those things together. Great. Well, it sounds like lots of promising things on the horizon. New public preceptor, possibly new North American free, not NAFTA exactly, but North American Free Association, something like that. NAFA.
There you go.
So just wish you both all the best in the work that you do and look forward to hearing more as time goes on, and hopefully the new centre in Cuernavaca will be very successful. Should we just finish with a little quick Spanish call out to people? ¿Quieres decir algo en español?
Para pues que todo vaya bien en México y en Valencia y en toda España, y que muy buenos deseos desde aquí el Colegio de Preceptores Públicos.
Muy bien, y que San Francisco también, que todo vaya bien allí. Besos, chao.
A todos, chao.
Chao.